Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and our loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. Goodness, I would love it. I'd be honored to work with you individually. I've been coaching people around the country for decades. I do it on all the shows, Coach's Corner. So I'd be honored if you would consider having me as your coach. Just send an email to coachjoyce@aol.com, and we can have that no obligation conversation. So please do that. Okay, I'm very excited about today's show. Beverly Nadler today and your host, Coach Joyce here. We recognize mothers in a special salute to Mother's Day. However, Mother's Day really should be celebrated every day, whether you are a mother, grandmother, stepmother, or even a caretaker. You deserve the acknowledgement and appreciation. Everyone should listen to this show, if only because you have a mother. You will undoubtedly enjoy our fun facts, trivia, traditions, riddles, jokes, and so much more. Enjoy. Beverly, welcome to the show. I am so excited because I know what a fabulous friend you are. I also know your kids, so I know what a fabulous mom you are. So who better to have recognized mothers than one who knows what it takes to be a great mother? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, I do know what it takes to be a mother. Thank you for adding the great to that. I do my best, and I'm pleased with how my children turned out. And, you know, when sometimes children don't turn out the way the parents wanted them to, and I don't believe that mothers need to be blamed, especially in this very, very complicated world. Mothers do the best that they can, and most of them truly love and want to protect and take care of their children. That's my belief about the mother, certainly the mothers that I've met. So I think it's wonderful that we have a tribute and a day that is set aside for us to really appreciate mothers. And as you said, yes, we should do that every day. There's all these jokes about, you know, you need to call your mom, you need to call your mom. But the fact is, You know, life goes on, and mothers certainly take a lot of this in their stride, and they put up with a lot of stuff, and that's just the way life goes on. I'm glad that I'm a mother. I really appreciate my three daughters and my one granddaughter. It's been a fun ride in some ways, and in some ways, you know, as with all the things in life, there's the difficulties and the joys.
Yes, and I can honestly say, with all the years that I know you, and I've talked to mainly Denise, who I adore, as you know, I've never heard one complaint, so you must be doing something right.
Thank you. I try to raise them with, you know, with good values, taking care of themselves, remaining, you know, doing the things that I taught them regarding their health. And they all have a good sense of what I'd say ethics and morals. I mean, to really, you know, they're loving people. They're compassionate people. They're empathetic people. They care about other people. And they're smart. They all were really brilliant students. I'm going to say especially Denise, because she went on, as you know, to become a health professional chiropractor. And she's brilliant. As you say, you know.
Well, they say
that
the apple falls not far from the tree. So, folks, today Beverly Nadler and myself have a special salute to Mother's Day everywhere. However, it should be celebrated every day. You deserve acknowledgement, appreciation. You will enjoy the fun facts, trivia, traditions, riddles, jokes. Today, we're calling the show Mother's Day Magic, because I think it takes magic to have the kids turn out, as Beverly was acknowledging her kids, and to have the mother turn out. So let's have this be a really magical show.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's a celebration honoring mothers and motherhood, maternal bonds, and the influence of mothers in society. It is celebrated on various days in many parts of the world, most commonly in March or May. I never knew that anyone celebrated in March, so that was a fun fact. It complements Father's Day, a similar celebration honoring fathers. Mother's Day in the U.S. is an annual holiday celebrated on the second Sunday in May, although many mothers have been influenced by more recent American traditions established by Anna Jarvis, who celebrated it for the first time in 1908, then campaigned to make it an official holiday. Okay, so Beverly, where do you want to start?
I want to say that this Ann Jarvis had 13 children, and she was a social activist. 13 children. It's inconceivable to me. I mean, raising three was quite something, but 13, absolutely amazing. And then her daughter, also called Anna Jarvis, who never became a mother, she campaigned for years because she didn't want it to become commercialized. But it is commercialized. It is probably the most popular day of the year for cards. It is the worst day for traffic. I remember one year when Denise was living in Connecticut, I was still living in New York, and she was coming to visit, and it took her 3 hours to get to where we were. We were actually in a restaurant. And Mother's Day is also the day for the most calls. So if you have a jam on your phone or something, it's because there's so many mothers that are being called on that day, even mothers who perhaps the rest of the time their children were not taking a lot of time to spend with them, but they will call them on Mother's Day. And it is the busiest day of the year in restaurants. And most restaurants will raise their prices, especially for Mother's Day. In fact, it says that in, I think it was 2016, There were 92 million Americans dining out in a restaurant with mom.
Wow. Very, very interesting. Feel free to keep going.
Okay. Did you know that one of the presidents, I think it was, I have it here somewhere, one of the presidents declared it actually as a holiday in the union. It wasn't actually a holiday until it was declared. But who that president is? Oh, it was, yeah, it was Woodrow Wilson. And he made it, it was 26 years after his mother's death. And he said, "I remember how I clung to her till I was a great big fellow." And he wrote this in a letter to his wife, "But love of the best womanhood came to me and entered my heart through those apron strings." Very poetic. That is how Woodrow Wilson felt about his mom. The French one gave medals to their mothers, believe it or not, after their enormous losses in World War I. More than 4%, wow, of the population was killed, and the French were desperate to rebuild the country. So the government celebrated Mother's Day in 1920 by presenting women who had five children with a bronze medal. Mothers of eight got silver, and those with 10 or more got the gold. So that's an interesting, I think, a little fun fact about Mother's Day. Also, the most popular flower for Mother's Day are carnations, and America spent $2.4 billion on Mother's Day flowers in 2016, most of which was on carnations. That is the traditional bloom of choice for mothers. Now, of course, that doesn't mean every mother loves them, but that has become the tradition. In case you're wondering whether you're a big spender, the average Mother's Day bouquet goes for $29. And by the way, $2.4 billion on flowers and $792 million on Mother's Day cards.
Wow. That is awesome. How much, I can only imagine how much is spent on the candy, the flowers, the balloons, and everything else. So thousands, millions around the world. It's very commercial.
Yes, but you know what? Even though it's commercial, it kind of brings a loving, there's a loving vibe to it. It's done with love. It's done with caring. And so it helps the economy. That's fine. People waste a lot of money on useless things, but giving gifts to their mom is very nice. It's been estimated that it would cost $67,619 a year to hire someone to do all the household tasks that mom does for free, cooking and cleaning kissing boo-boos. So the fact is, that's about as much as the average accountant makes, and mothers do not generally get repaid or paid for all of the things that they do, and people don't tend to appreciate it. You know, like realize the extent, especially now, it's even more so with driving kids back and forth. They're taking so many different lessons. They're going to so many different things. So many extra activities. And a lot of children now are actually being homeschooled. So that gives mother another job to do.
All right, let me start by asking you some questions. So let's get personal, and then we'll get to all the other fun stuff. What is the most wonderful thing about being a mother to you?
To me, it's helping to shape a human being, another being that it comes onto the earth, and hoping that that person will grow into someone, something that not only I can be proud of, that they can be proud of. And I am delighted to say that each one of my girls, I have all daughters, three daughters, are doing things with their life that are meaningful to them and helpful to other people. And they've never thank the good Lord, gotten into drugs or any of the habits that a lot of kids get into. They never did. And that's something I'm grateful for. So watching them grow and helping to, I brought them the dancing lessons and watching them in their plays in school, and it's a tremendous feeling of pride that I've had as being a mother and continue to have with my daughters, who obviously are grown-ups now.
What is the most difficult thing about being a mother?
Oh, geez. When they're misbehaving and you have to punish them, and you have to wonder if the punishment is the right punishment and if anything's going to change. Also, when they don't want to go to school, if that happens, and it has happened, not very much, but it has happened, having to convince them of the things they need to do, keeping them on track. When they're sick, also the fear that comes, is my child going to be well? Fortunately, because of all the health things I learned from my mom, my kids never stayed sick. If they fall, if they're in an accident, Denise was in two car accidents. These are heart-wrenching and difficult things for me as a mother.
And what is the most memorable thing about being a mother, something you will never forget?
Wow. I guess it's in each one of my kids. The first one, when she was two years old, the oldest one is Karen, we got on a train. We were walking up the stairs. She was just 2 years old. She was very precocious. And I had her stroller, and she turned around and said, "Isn't anybody going to help my mother with the stroller?" 2 years old. I could never forget that.
I wouldn't either. It's actually hard to even believe.
Yeah. Yeah, she was quite, but she was also very tiny. So it was looking like she was a year old saying this. It was like, who is this midget, you know? So I could never forget that. Lauren began drawing when she was like 3 years old, very artistic and putting things together and making things. And just looking at some of the things that she was doing, it was like, I draw by my father was an artist. Actually, everybody in the family now draws, but she started at 3 years old. That was extremely memorable to me. And with Denise had a sense of spirituality at a very young age. In fact, she wrote a song about it. But she asked me, like, why are we here? And what's the reason? And what do the stars mean? And who is God? And she asked me these questions when she was maybe 4 or 5 years old. So, yeah, these are the kind of things. And they're, even thinking about them now just gives me such a warm feeling. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Were there any surprises about being a mother?
Yeah. It's not as easy as the books tell you.
What did you learn from your children? Anything specific they taught you, any of the kids? You don't have to go into all of them because we have so much material to cover. So I just wanted a short session on Let's Get Personal,
but,
and then all the other things.
What they taught me is that everyone is an individual and must be treated differently. There is no such thing as them all being the same. Very different and have to be treated differently.
Yeah, even the same genetics, the same everything, it is always quite different. Thank you for that. It was very interesting for sure, especially the two-year-old comment. I would have done a double take. I want to share the Mother's Dictionary of Meanings. A dumb waiter is one who asks if the kids would care to order dessert. Feedback, the inevitable result when the baby doesn't appreciate the strained carrots. Full name, what you call your child when you're mad at him or her. Grandparents, the people who think your children are wonderful, even though they're sure you are not raising them right. Hearsay, what toddlers do when anyone mutters a dirty word. Independent, how we want our children to be for as long as they do everything we say. Show off, a child who is more talented than yours. The top bunk, where you should never put a child wearing Superman jammies, and who done it, none of the kids that live in your house. So I found that kind of cute. I wanted to share that with you all.
It's very cute. It's adorable. Thank you.
Okay, and moving along, I have some favorite quotes. God cannot be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. That was Rudyard Kipling. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. That by Theodore Hesburgh. Abraham Lincoln, all that I am or hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. Antonio Villagarosa, I got to grow up with a mother who taught me to believe in me. And Robert Browning, motherhood, all love begins and ends there. Beverly, anything you want to share? Do you have any favorite quotes? Because I certainly have many more.
I
just want to give you a chance.
I'm familiar with most of those, and they are probably the ones that I would consider some of the best I have ever heard. And if the first one especially, that God couldn't be everywhere, so he created mothers. No, literally, I love what you've shared, and I know you have so many more. I do have a poem. You know, you asked me what it means to be a mother or what it's like and all, and I'd like to share that because a lot of what it means to be a mother to me is in this poem that I wrote. When did I write this? Oh, 2 years ago. Okay. What does it mean to be a mother? It's a labor of love like no other. Even before you give your child its name, you know your life will never be the same. You feel a surge of so much devotion, and from moment to moment you have different emotions. Sometimes you worry and ache inside. Other times you are bursting with pride. You want to be a model person to make your children proud while you give them as much freedom as can be allowed. For to keep them safe and protect them is every mother's dream as you nurture them and help them build their self-esteem. You try to shield your children from fear and pain as you care for them and hug and love them so they know you're always there for them. You want them to explore and enjoy their creativity and feel loved and supported in their individuality. You hope they experience the many pleasures of life, even though they will also have problems and strife. You pray that as your children learn their life lessons, they are also showered with many blessings. You share with your children your vision, values, and inspiration, and hope they live with loyalty, trust, kindness, and appreciation. You want them to know the importance of spirituality and realize that with their mind, they help create their own reality. When your children are grown, it doesn't matter if you live far apart. Each child always has a special claim on your heart. Yes, being a mother is an awesome task, and may I always be worthy is all that I ask.
Wow, that was great. What it means to be a mother?
What it means to be a mother, yes.
And you know that firsthand, and you captured it absolutely magnificently. Another thing Beverly knows firsthand is why you folks should be listening to this show every day. Trust me, it's good for your health.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Please go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, and spelled out, Joyce Barry and friends.com. And on the upper left on the homepage, you will see my picture. Right under that, it says follow. If you click on that, you will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. And if you cannot catch these shows when we are on live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can go to our archives and you will find all our shows. That's 8 years of shows, one every weekday. Just arrow down, click on what resonates with you. You can download them. You can share the links. You could play it at any time as much as you want. You could put it on speaker and multitask. So do go to the website, Joyce Barry and friends.com, and click on that link that says follow. Also, you can follow yours truly, that's Joyce Barry, on Facebook and on Twitter, because all our shows are posted in there as well. B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry, on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, Beverly Nadler, back to you. What else would you like to share?
I'd like to share my mother. Thoughts about my mom. She was an extraordinary person, very, very beautiful. She had wanted to be a ballerina. She danced so gracefully. Did not happen. She married my dad, who was a difficult person, to say the least, but somewhat of a kind of a genius. But she studied so much. She learned about nutrition. She's the reason that I've gotten involved with health and healing, because she would search over the books. There was no computer or anything. Not only that, she had people coming to the house to actually get a workup, a nutritional workup from her, and they benefited tremendously. Everything written out by hand, just in beautiful handwriting. She was a lovely, lovely, loving person, and I think about her very often, and of course, especially on Mother's Day. How much she contributed to my life. I have two brothers, and while she was alive, of course, to my children, and how they adored her also. She was very spiritual. We were all Jewish, raised Jewish. She got involved in unity, which is non-sectarian, and actually is very much about understanding that our true nature is spiritual nature. And then we got involved with Kabbalah, which is Judaism. It's mystical Judaism. And when she passed, the Kabbalah rabbi spoke at her funeral. I wanted him to say what I wanted him to say, and I literally went into his office and I said, "Here's what you need to say about my mom." And he stared at me, and he said, "Do you want me to say what you want me to say, or do you want me to say what your mother wants me to say?" Which was quite extraordinary, because when he spoke about her, her gifts, her talents, her kindness, her caring, her empathy, just as if he knew her. And it was a most remarkable service because of that. And I literally, while turned my head, we were outdoors for the actual the end of the funeral, and I looked up, and my vision saw my mother. Literally, she had left her spirit, but I still saw her. I mean, her spirit had left. Saw her waving to me, blowing me a kiss, and letting me know that she was fine. And that was one of the most memorable experiences of my life.
Wow, that sounds extraordinary. Mother never, ever leaves us. When they pass, they still have that place forever and ever and ever in our hearts. I just want to say, with my mom and my dad, I was very blessed to get the best of each one. My mom was most outrageous, funny. Anytime there was a gathering of any people, people would be laughing so hard. There would be tears in their eyes. They'd hold their sides. She was always fun and hysterical. My father was really quite brilliant. He would do the New York Times crossword puzzle and a pen with pen and finish it very, very quickly. It was amazing how fast he would get it done. So I always said I got my dad's brilliance, my mother's fun and outrageousness. And with all of that, I felt very blessed because of that combination. But I want to say the one I think about every single day, that meant so much to me was my grandmother. And I never will forget when I stood right next to her, eye to eye, and I told her how much I loved her. She said, "You never have to say you love me. One heart feels the other." And I think about that every day. And I wrote her this poem that I want to share because it really captures who she was. "You are to Grandma the Queen. You are absolutely beautiful. You have everything but wealth. God gave you all that's good in life, and now he'll give you health. We marvel at your loveliness. You have such charm and grace, and all the goodness you have within reflects upon your face. You have character and integrity. You have dignity and poise. You have three daughters who worship you the same as your two boys. 10 grandchildren truly idolize you, and 7 great-grandchildren too. A family filled with love and respect for the wonder that is you. God will bestow his blessings. His wonders will be seen. He will grant good health and long life to a magnificent lady, a queen." And I wrote that poem in 1968 when obviously she was alive. And when she passed, I took that poem and put it right in her hand, folded it, put it in her hand in the coffin. So she has it next to her to this day. And I think of her to this day, every single day. Okay, on a
what
lighter
a beautiful,
note.
What a beautiful tribute, Joyce. Beautiful tribute to your grandma. My grandmothers passed when I was young. I don't remember that much about them, but I just love what you just shared.
Thank you so much for that. So on a lighter note, I shared some of the most popular favorite quotes for Mother's Day. Here are the funniest ones that I've seen that I want to share. "It's never easy being a mother. If it were easy, fathers would do it." And that by my favorite author of all time, Anonymous. Sam Levinson said, "Insanity is heredity. You get it from your children." My friend Anonymous wrote, "I'd like to be the ideal mother, but I'm too busy raising my kids." John Plum said, "The one thing children wear out faster than their shoes is parents." William Feather, "Setting a good example for your children takes all the fun out of middle age." Again, Anonymous, "My mother told me a million times not to exaggerate." Phyllis Diller, "I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them." Calvin Truven said, "The most remarkable thing about my mother is that for 30 years she served the family nothing but leftovers. The original meal has never been found." Buddy Hackett, "My mother's menu consisted of two choices, take it or leave it." a Chinese proverb. There is only one pretty child in the world, and every mother has it. Irma Bombeck. When my kids became wild and unruly, I use a nice, safe playpen. When they're finished, I climb out. Susan Savannah, if your kids are giving you a headache, follow the directions on the aspirin bottle, especially the part that says, keep away from children. Peter DeVries, a suburban mother's role is to deliver children obstetrically once and by car forever after. And finally, Lionel, children are a great comfort in your old age, and they certainly help you reach it faster, too. So those are my favorite funnies for Mother's Day.
They're hysterical. They are absolutely delightful, and they lend such a light note to the show. I love them. Thank you for sharing those. They're delightful. There were a few that I was familiar with. Most of them I was not, and I really, really appreciated them. Humor is such an important thing, and I do want to say that that was one of the things that I shared with my mom, a lot of laughter. We enjoyed the same type of humor. Excuse me. We enjoyed comedy. We actually went to some comedy clubs and laughed. And we enjoyed the same kind of music. We went to theater. In fact, Mother's Day years ago, when theaters, Broadway was reachable for average people financially, we occasionally went to a Broadway show on Mother's Day. And then after that, it would be a good movie, and always out to dinner. That was on Mother's Day, and we shared it with my two brothers, one of whom was married, and myself and my husband at the time. And it was very, very enjoyable. We've kept that tradition to this day because this is what we generally do, we being myself and my daughter, Denise, because my other two daughters live, one in California, one in Arizona. So they're not able to join us. And usually we go to a movie and then to get something to eat. One year we went to see The Lion King. That was absolutely extraordinary. Marvelous, marvelous show. We did not drive into New York because driving on Mother's Day is the worst. We took the Metro North train from Connecticut, but that was a delightful experience. And this Mother's Day is a little bit different because she is treating me to a spa day. Facial, nails, toes, and then we're going out to eat. So I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds good to me. Thank you for that personal information. I want to go back to more of the generic things. Here, I gave you my favorite quotes, my favorite funny quotes. Here's my favorite riddles. Son, Mom, can I get $20? Mom, does it look like I am made of money? Son, well, isn't that what M-O-M stands for, made of money? What did the baby corn say to the mama corn? Son, where's the popcorn? Why is a computer so smart? Answer, because it listens to the motherboard. Question, what are the three quickest ways of spreading a rumor or gossip? A, the internet, telephone, and tell your mom. That's the answer. What do you call a small mom? A minimum. What did the baby Egyptian say when he got lost? I want my mummy. What book do moms like the most? They're a husband's checkbook. What did the mother broom say to the baby broom? It's time to go to sleep. So those are my favorite little riddles. I wanted to give you a touch of all of them.
They are very cute. You know, it's an interesting thing about mama. In any language, it's so strange in a sense that no matter what language the person is speaking in or is, mama, it seems to be the way babies will pronounce it. The same name in every mother tongue. Babies in nearly every country on the planet speak the word mama in almost exactly the same way, regardless of their language.
Wow. Anything else you want to note? And then I'm going to give short jokes. We did riddles, short quotes. So I have some wonderful short jokes. So is there anything before that?
Well, it is an interesting thing, a bit of science here. It says, becoming a future mom is good for your brain. Pregnancy not only alters a woman's skin and hair, but may also affect her brain. According to a small study published by the American Psychological Association, the changes include a small but significant increase in gray matter in the parts of the brain responsible for sensory perception, reasoning, and judgment. These changes may play a role in shaping maternal behavior and motivation in the development of higher cognitive function. And I want to say, for those who are not mothers, I have also read previously that having a pet or loving animals or even tending to plants can also develop that part of the brain.
Yes. And I can't think of any more rewarding experience than to have a child. No matter what you go through and all that it takes to have that happen, what is more rewarding than your own flesh, your own blood, and watching it from the moment of giving birth till you walk them down their aisle at the fathers walk them down the aisle at their wedding and everything in between. So I just wanted to share how remarkable that is. Here's some short jokes. My friend Myron tells me, last year on Mother's Day, the whole family got together for a big dinner, and afterward, when Mom started to clean up, I said to her, don't bother with those dishes, Mom. Today is Mother's Day. You can always do them tomorrow. It is 5 o'clock and the children are still alive. I've done my job, said one mom. The child had his mother's eyes, his mother's nose, and his mother's mouth. That leaves his mother with a pretty blank expression. A woman came to ask the doctor if a woman should have children after 35. He said 35 children are enough for any woman. And finally, little Johnny had finished his summer vacation and gone back to school. 2 days later, his teacher phoned his mother to tell her that he was misbehaving. Wait a minute, the mom said. I had Johnny with me for 3 months, and I never called you once when he misbehaved. So those are some of my favorite short jokes.
They're very cute. They really are. I don't have a favorite mother joke. I've never even thought about it, actually, one way or another. But I enjoy listening to them. I like humor. And you, I was very fascinated to learn about your mom and that she was, well, I guess you are like her. I was going to say she was like you. No, you were like her, that you got that humor. I mean, here you were doing a humor play shop and that outrageousness, and that your mom was that way also, or that she was that way first, and you actually inherited that gift from her and, of course, made it your own. I'm sure your humor and your mom's humor are different. But that was very interesting. Anything else that you want to share about your incredible mother or how you used to spend your mother's days when mom was alive?
Oh, usually it was just a nice big dinner out. What most people do, the cards, the presents, stuff like that. I want to go back to more famous people than my family or your family. I want to share, like, Paul Revere's mother. telling Paul, I don't care where you think you have to go, young man. Midnight is past your curfew. Columbus's mother, I don't care what you've discovered, Christopher. You still could have written. Michelangelo's mother, Mike, can't you paint on walls like other children? Do you have any idea how hard it is to get that stuff off the ceiling? Albert Einstein's mother, but Albert, it's your senior picture. Can't you do something about your hair? Styling gel, mousse, something like that. Thomas Edison's mother, of course I'm proud that you invented the electric light bulb. Thomas, now turn off that light and get to bed. So I thought they were kind of cute as well. It just goes on and on.
I've never seen that at all when I was on a computer and looking up different things, but I've never seen that, and that's very clever. I really appreciate all of the interesting fun facts. Well, of course, those are not really facts, but I admire the people that think of these things, that make them up. They're really very original, very creative, very clever, and they do fit what a mother might very well say to her child under those circumstances. So kudos for that. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Here's the stages of motherhood. 4 years of age, this again by my friend Anonymous. At 4, you say, my mommy can do anything. At 8, my mom knows a lot. At 12, my mother doesn't really know quite everything. At 14, naturally, mother doesn't know that either. At 16, mother, she's hopelessly old-fashioned. At 18, that old woman, she's way out of date. At 25, well, she might know a little bit about it. At 35, before we decide, let's get mom's opinion. At 45, wonder what mom would have thought about that. And at 65, wish I could have talked it over with mom. So I thought that was interesting as well. There's just so much on mothers. That I just took the best of the best of things that made me smile, that touched my heart, that made me laugh. Beverly, I know you have another original poem you'd like to share. What would that be called?
This is actually on Mother's Day. But first I want to comment on the things that you have brought to this show because I found them so enjoyable, entertaining, mind-lifting. And I want to say that I looked in a lot of magazines this year because, as you know, I'm not on the computer. And I was looking, for things on Mother's Day. And to my tremendous surprise, I found nothing. I'm sure that it's out probably in magazines that I just don't have, but I do have Time and Entertainment and People, and I just am amazed. And Reader's Digest. That I didn't find anything that I really wanted to bring, something different and unique. But I knew you had all bases covered, my friend, and I really appreciate that. So I just wanted to say that.
And I get it from my best friend, Google. That's where I get whatever I need. I go to Google. Always is there for me, always. Okay,
yeah, I used to do that
next poem.
Years ago, but can't do it now. But I did really, truly go through a lot of magazines and saying, how come? It's a very special, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter, but I just thought I'd comment on that, that I was surprised. So here this is written about Mother's Day. Literally it was on Mother's Day written to, I'm going to say my mother who had passed before I wrote this poem, but for anyone who is thinking about their mom.
What is the name of it?
On Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day. Okay, got it.
I'm so glad when I was born, you're the one that I came through, for no one in the entire world could be a dearer mom than you. When I was just a little child, how I loved to hold your hand and sit in wide-eyed wonderment as you helped me understand. It was you who taught me right from wrong. It was you who awakened my own inner song. It was you who told me things are not always as they seem. You who gave me courage to hold fast to my dream. I learned about love. Cradled in your arms, you nurtured my soul and protected me from harm. Mom, I want to thank you for all the loving things you do. For on Mother's Day, let you know how deeply I love you.
Bravo, that was beautiful. And the thing about your poems, all original, inspirational, they really are very heartfelt. They are really, really wonderful.
Thank you.
With all the quotes, I like this one a lot. A mother holds their children's hands for a short while, but their hearts forever. And with mom, it is a forever thing. So many of us have no moms. So many of us don't have mothers or fathers at this stage of life. No matter how old or young you are, when you lose both parents, you certainly feel like an orphan. So to those of you who have mothers, stepmothers, caretakers, really acknowledge them, appreciate them, know how blessed you are that you still have your mom. Don't be one of the ones who say, I wish I had told mom this. I wish I had shared that. I wish I didn't say this. Live each moment in the now, in the moment, and really appreciate your mothers. A man loves his sweetheart the most, his wife the best, but his mother the longest. And I always say, watch how your man treats his mom, because you can be assured how he treats her, that's how he will treat you. So, folks, as we're wrapping up the show here today, Beverly, what message do you want to leave our audience?
Actually, the message is, you know, love your mother. And if you're a mother, love yourself. Give love to yourself. But I do have a few quotes that I'd like to share. One mother can take care of 10 children, but 10 children can't take care of one mother. And that's basically true. A mother is a person who, seeing there are only 4 pieces of pie for 5 people, promptly announces she never did care for pie. And you know what? The first quote that you spoke, God could not be everywhere, and therefore he made mothers. That's a Hebrew proverb, which I didn't know. Huh. And I guess that's it. Let's close with that. You know, mothers are very special. And you opened by saying, Joyce, that Mother's Day should be every day. So remember your mothers. And if, as you said, you don't have a mom, think of the caretaker. If you have a caretaker, if you had a caretaker, if you had a nanny when you were a kid, think of these people, and not necessarily just as you think of your grandma every day with love. The more we think of things lovingly and people lovingly, the more we raise our own energy, our own loving heart, and it's so important in this world. So kudos to you for every year you put on a show for Mother's Day, and it's a wonderful thing. And for those who have listened to this show, tell your friends, even though it's past Mother's Day, it will be past. It's not yet. Even if when it is past Mother's Day, they will enjoy this. It will be very meaningful to them. So thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you for that. And what I want to say in wrapping things up, folks, your mom always in your heart, in your soul, to all the moms out there, to all of you who have mothers out there. This show is for everyone. Let it bring a smile to your face. Let it bring a warm memory right to your heart. Go out and do random acts of kindness. Pay it backwards. Pay it forwards. Do something kind for one another. Ellen ends her show every day, be kind to one another. It makes me smile every time she says it, and only wish that people would adhere to that. So we want to be kind to you. We want to give you the kind of show that'll make you happy, that'll make you feel good. Feel free to send an email to Coach Joyce at AOL.com. com with any suggestions for guests or for topics. Always like to hear from our audience. Put in the subject line Mother's Day Show - Beverly. I like to know the show that inspired you to write to us. I do read every one of the emails. As best as I can, I'll get back to you and acknowledge it. So we want to invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us. We'll end with the Joyce Barry Mesh, but first, my personal prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That's my personal prayer for all of you. We are so grateful to our friends, our neighbors, our loyal listeners, and we now invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us, and you can do that to the Joyce Barry Mesh.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.